It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business, connecting your business so you can grow and thrive. And also compliments of RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.
Central bank digital currencies are digital versions of a national currency. Rather than the citizen walking around with cash in a traditional wallet, they would have access to use it at any time with their cell phone and an app or QR code. The Caribbean has taken a lead in implementing CBDCs in the Bahamas in October 2021 and the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States in March of the following year. Haiti is likely to be the next Caribbean country and is gearing up to have a digital dollar. In Barbados, the Central Bank of Barbados did host an online workshop 2 years ago on central bank digital currencies. The aim was to learn from the experiences of the Bahamas, Canada, and the OECS. Central bank digital currencies hold the prospect of benefits such as easy and more affordable payments, reduced costs, and bringing ordinary people into the financial loop who otherwise would be locked out. There are, however, shortcomings and challenges. Our research at Blockchain Business indicates there are privacy issues, buy-in by commercial banks who may not stand to make money, and buy-in by the public, which is perhaps the leading one. The type of technology used is another. Blockchain technology is used in the Bahamas and the OECS, while Jamaica is planning to do so, but not with a blockchain. We have seen the OECS digital currency Dcash going offline, which a consumer living day-to-day and needing to access their money might not consider to be amusing, to say the least. This is unlike the Bitcoin blockchain, which has never been hacked or missed a day of being live since 2009. Yes, there is a lot to figure out when launching a central bank digital currency. And we haven't mentioned progressive regulation. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business an educational and interesting edition, do stay tuned for more. Much more on the Starcom Network of Stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business, connecting your business so you can grow and thrive. And also compliments of RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.